Less than 6 months ago, a disastrous fire reduced an entire wing of Prague's historic industrial exhibition hall to a pile of twisted metal and masonry. But the building has made a remarkable recovery. In a few days' time, it will be housing the Czech Republic's biggest annual book fair, Svět knihy, or Book World, which will be taking place for the 15th year running, and seems remarkably unscathed either by the fire or the rages of the world economic crisis. To find out more, I managed to steal a few minutes with the busy and energetic Bookworld director, Dana Kalinová, and amid the organized chaos of her Prague office, she told me about the event's priorities.
From the beginning, we were sure that we cannot be just a trade fair. It was not possible because there is one very important fair, and it's Frankfurt Book Fair, and it's a real world trade fair. Others are based on language environment, like London Book Fair. It's a very important book fair for English, written literature in English. And we knew that we must combine trade fair with literary festival. So our book fair is also open to public. It's not intended just for professional visitors. And we have lots of programs, author readings, book launches, debates, discussions. And every year we organize around 400 programs.
And this year, given that the Czech Republic currently holds the presidency of the European Union, you have a European theme, don't you?
Thanks to this, we also managed to get some higher support to be able to invite writers from each country of European Union plus countries that are candidating. So around 32 or 33 writers are coming from Europe on our expenses, and we are very happy. And our partners from abroad and also from the Czech Republic helped us with their visit as well.
And so tell me a little bit about some of the writers who are coming.
Well, there are lots of them, I must say. But maybe readers will know Polish writer Olga Tokarczuk. Her works were translated into Czech and she is quite famous here. So we are very happy about her visit.
She's interesting as well, isn't she, in the fact that she lives very close to the Czech border, doesn't she? And she's written about that borderland between the Czech Republic and Poland quite a lot, hasn't she?
Yes, and that's why I think she's also very well read in our country. And on the other hand, Elif Shafak is coming. She's a Turkish writer. She was not translated still into Czech language, but her works were translated into lots of other languages. And it's the sample of writer who is quite famous abroad, but still is not famous that much here.
You have several writers coming from the English-speaking world. I expect that would interest our listeners.
Yes. I don't know how much famous they are here, but, for example, Patrick McGuinness is coming. He's a poet. And, for example, from Ireland, Mrs. Fona Groark is coming. And her book was also published here in Czech, but I think it still needs to be promoted. So we are very happy that she's coming. And we will hold lots of debates based on international awareness of European literatures, problems of media and how they affect literature. And these will be international debates held in English. So English-speaking visitors will find lots of programs held in their language too.
And I was intrigued to see some quite fascinating other thematic aspects of the Book World Fair, one of them being cooking. Tell me a little bit about this, cooking and literature.
Well, it's nothing new, actually. We were inspired by similar activities of other book fairs. And it's attractive for public, of course, and there are lots of cookbooks published every year. So our idea was to prepare a special space for chefs who would cook and who would introduce their books and some special recipes, and people might look at it and might meet with them and might talk to them. So It's quite an attractive program for public.
And this again is with a pan-European theme, isn't it?
Yes, 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 of course. But the other theme is, and I think it's very important, literature and education and fantasy and creativity, because these are themes widely spoken in Europe this year concerning the culture program. And within the framework of this, we will introduce Wikipedia and people behind Wikipedia. And I think this might be very attractive, especially for younger people.
Yes, I think that's intriguing, because Wikipedia is something that people take for granted, isn't it? I don't think many of us actually stop and think, how does it work, who does it, etc.
Yes, so we will learn more about that. And we will have a special pavilion of fantasy and creativity. We will have some workshops. There will be illustrators and some interesting people working with visitors, lectures, reading meetings dedicated to this theme as well.
And on the subject of cooking, having people cooking in the pavilion, given the experience towards the end of last year when a major part of the building where you're going to be exhibiting burnt to the ground, I should imagine you're going to have to be rather careful as far as the fire risk is concerned.
Well, of course, we had to ask, and there was a very strict instruction how to do this. It's still a tragedy what has happened, I must say. It was a historical building, and it is beautiful, but if you look at it from outside, there is a tent built instead of that left wing, and the palace looks like being handicapped a little bit. It's not a nice view of it.
And on the subject of problems, I mean, it's no secret that the world economy is in recession at the moment, and I'm sure that this is also affecting the book trade. Obviously, you say that you're not just a trade fair, but you are in part a trade fair, so there must be, you must have seen some impact on book world as well.
Well, surprisingly not. Surprisingly not. We have managed to fill the space in. There's no gap. There is a big interest of publishers to participate. Some of them made their space lower, but some of them ordered a bigger space. So I still do not feel it concerning the interest to participate. And I remember words of my colleague who is running Buenos Aires Book Fair. It's about 3 years ago when Argentina was in troubles, big problems. And she wrote us a letter that the book fair held during this crisis was one of the best and most successful.
Maybe books are a way of getting away from the less pleasant aspects of real life outside.
And also people are looking for education, information. They need to be more educated to get employment, or maybe this might also be one of the reasons.
I have noticed that the prices of books have gone up dramatically in the last few years. That in the old days when you buy a new novel for around about 50 crowns, which I suppose the equivalent of around about $2, these days you find yourself spending 4 or 5 times that for a new 200-page novel, don't you?
Well, you are right. Maybe some ways how to solve the situation would be to reconsider pricing and expenses. So maybe crisis might even help to make something more clear.
And there isn't really a tradition of paperbacks here either, is it? I mean, most books you buy in the bookshops are hardback.
Do you know why?
I don't know.
Because Czech people are famous collectors of books. We have, each family almost has a big library at home, and you can hardly preserve a paperback. That's why we prefer still hardbacks.
So that means that people like the book to be an attractive and durable object.
Yes, yes. I cannot imagine my home with no books, so.
And I was intrigued as well how multimedia this year's book world is going to be, because you've also got the world of film and theatre creeping in too, haven't you?
Yes, but we did it because we have such a feeling that literature is still a sort of Cinderella in comparison to other media like film or theater.
Cinderella,
despite it has inspired all of these branches. And that's why we decided to organize a theater festival and film festival. These festivals are based on literature and books. So we call the film festival Books on the Screen. And almost 3/4 of films are based on books.
And I've met so many Czech writers who have also written screenplays for film or who have adapted their own books for film. And Czech writers of all generations.
The film festival might continue for ages because there are so many films.
It's a very big festival. So how can our listeners and people who look at Radio Prague's website, how can they keep themselves informed about what's going to be happening in the course of Book World?
We have our website in Czech language and also in English. In English it's www.bookworld.cz. And our visitors might also look at curriculum vitae of writers to come, or they can select programs they would like to visit. So it's, I think, very good to work with our website before they come to the book fair, because they will be ready to visit the program they would really like to see.
To conclude, could you just remind us again when the Book World Fair will be taking place?
It will be held from 14 till 17 May. We hope that it will be raining a little bit, so people...
It's just started raining now, so...
So people will come. And there are also programs held not just at the Industrial Palace, it's Prague 7, but also at some other venues in Prague, like Viola Theatre and other venues and cinemas. So we are inviting people and... We hope that they would love to come there.
Anyway, Dana Kalinova, I can see you're extremely busy. We're in your office now. You're surrounded by books, by boxes. And I can see you've got a great deal of preparation to do before the book world starts. So we'll leave it there. And thank you very much indeed for talking to Radio Prague.
I thank you.